But the emes is, there's one more chassam sofer on this topic, and that is in Teres Moshe, and it's in Parshas Ekev. The chassam sofer over there asks a kasha. He asks that the psukim over there are the beginning of Mishnah Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu is recounting all the events that happened in the Midbar. So listen to this. It says in the pasuk, "V'eif ubnei Yisrael nasu mi be'erois b'nei Yakom Moisera Shom Meisa Haran." That's where Haran HaKoyim passed away. Vayikaver Shom, he was buried there. Vayichayin Elazar b'nei Tachtav. Then Elazar became the next Koyin Gadol. Misham nasu hagud goyda, umin hagud goyda yatfasa eretz nachle mayim. Says the pasuk, but Isahi at that time, Hivdil Hashem as Shevet Alevi. Shevet Levi was separated. Losseis is Aaron Bris Hashem, Lamu Bifnei Hashem, Lusharsoi, Ulavarich Bishmoi, Adayoy Mazeh. So the pasuk says Aharon HaKohen passed away, and Bo'eisahi at that time, Hivdil Hashem as Shevet Levi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavdil Shevet Levi. Freit Rashi in Chumish, Abom Bekasha. Shevet Levi was separated after Aharon HaKohen passed away. Haran HaKohen passed away at the end, right before the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, after 40 years of being in the Midbar. Shevet Levi was separated when Hashem said, Mi Lashem Elai, and this happened after the Chet HaEgel. It happened 40 years earlier. So what do you mean, Be'esahi Hivdel Hashem Shevet Levi? So Rashi says, Enochinami, and really this pasuk is out of order. And really, Be'esahi is Musav Le'inyan Arishoy. He says it's completely out of context. This pasuk is really going several psukim earlier, where the pasuk mentioned the Chet HaEgel. Over there was Be'esahi. For whatever reason, we were masik with Misa Zaharim. But Rashi says, Pashab Shan in the Pasuk is Musaf Le Inyan Arishin. Or Bezok Tehele Gechsam Soifer. That Lule de Mistafina. I would say, Ein Mikra Yoitza Midei Pshutai. And if it says in the Torah, Be'esahi Hivdol Hashem Hashavit Levi, after Misa Zaharim, so you say Meres, after Misa Zaharim, the Abishal was Mavdol Levi. I was Mavdol Levi already 40 years earlier. The Levim were the Levim throughout the years in the Midbar. So what do you mean, Be'esahi Hivdol? Vais Tois do with two Avdolas. Five stories that happened twice. There was a Havdalah for Shevet Levi that happened after the Chet HaEgel, and then there was another Havdalah for Shevet Levi that happened after the Misa Zaharim. It's clear, as I state in Psukim. If that's the case, stop and up, Taichin. What was the second Havdalah? If you had already a first Havdalah, what do you need a second Havdalah? Zoktach Sam Soifer, Venira. That it's more in the Gemara that the Kehanim was Shluch the Rachman. Shlucha Deshmai. Oh, but the Levim are really only Shlucha Didan. He says, Yesh Shloime, that was true with the original Havdalah of the Levim. And it's true for the 40 years that the Yidden were in the Midbar. All they were was Shlucha Didan. But you know what happened after Misaharoin? Bo'esahi Hivdol Hashem Shevet Alevi. There, the Abishta was Mavdol Shevet Alevi. Listen to the Psukim. Losei says Aaron Bris Hashem, to carry the Aaron. Lamoid L'shnei Hashem, to stand in front of the Eibishter. L'sharsoi, to serve the Eibishter. U'levarech b'shmoi ad ayoy mazeh. Now they're not only going to be there to help the Koyanim do their job. They're not only going to be there chelef avidosam. Oh, Klai Yisrael needs to help the Koyanim. They are not going to do it themselves. They're going to appoint one shaven, one sect from within Klai Yisrael is going to have this responsibility. No, now we're ready. Meret tishprach from Koyanim. Lamoy lefnei Hashem. L'sharsoy. Ulevarich b'shmoy adayim azeh. Mamish azoy v'de Koyanim. You know what happened? The first Havdalah, they were shluchei didan. The second Havdalah, said the Chassam Sofer, now already they became Shluchei Deshmaya. Now the first Havdalah was Shluchei Didan, so therefore they would always be Shluchei Didan. But beside, later there was a second Havdalah. And because there was a second Havdalah, now already they became Shluchei Deshmaya as well. Abazok Chassam Sofer, what happened? Haran passed away. Shom Mesa Haran, Be'isahi Hivdol Hashem Hashavit Levi. After the Chet HaEgel, we know what happened. Mil Hashem Elai, there was one nation that didn't worship the Egel, and that was Levi. And because they didn't worship the Egel, they were Zoicha. But what happened over here? Shom Mesa Haran, and because of Misa Zaharan, Ba'esahi Hivdol Hashem Hashavit Levi, says Zoktach Sam Sofer, it's a Mefurisha Rashi. Rashi says that Ubnei Yisshom Mesa Haran. Says Rashi, Kishamei Saharin, Bahar Hahar, Lesoif Arboim Shonov, and Nestalka Anani Akovet. We know after Aaron passed away, the Anani HaKavod went away. And Yirasam Lochem Yimelchem Esmelech Arad. So what happened? We know the Yidden got very, very scared. They were very afraid of everything that was happening because they knew that Anani HaKavod always protected them. And now that they lost Anani HaKavod because of Misa Haran, so they got scared. So what did they do? Nesatem Roish, they came together and they said, Lachzal Mitzrayim. Let's go back to Mitzrayim. This is a Rashi in Chumash that we might have missed. The rest of the story. They didn't start going back. They actually started going back. And they went Shmoina Masois. They went 8 Masois, right? The whole Midbar was 40-something Masois. They went back 8 Masois. Ad Bnei Yakon. They went until Bnei Yakon. Umisham Lemaisera. Sham Nilchem Ulochem Bnei Levi. What happens, the Bnei Levi came, and the Bnei Levi told the Yid, and he says, no, we're making a mistake. Chever, let's go back. This is not a mahalach. You're going back to Mitzrayim, and they came, and they were mechazik them, Zok Rashi, ad shechziru eschem bederech chazaraschem, umisham chazartem hagud goido, uchar hagid goido. He says, you know what happened? Levi came, and they saw that the Yidden were falling, and they were mamish having a yerida nifla. They're on their way back to Mitzrayim, and the Leviim came, and they were the ones that saved the day. They were mechazik the Yidden, they were makariv the Yidden, they brought them back. Says the Chassam Sofer, when the Leviim showed that they were going to be Moiser Nefesh for Klal Yisrael, for the Ruchnius of Klal Yisrael, that they're going to bring the Yidden back, that's when they were Zoicha to a second Avdolah. But Esai, Hivdel Hashem, Eshevet Levi, now you're going to be on the ranks of the Kohanim, and now all of a sudden, you're not just there to help the Kohen do his job. What's the oimik? The oimik is because the Chassam Sofer says throughout his svarim that the ikur job of the Kohen wasn't to do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. The ikur job of the Kohen was Yoyrim Mishpatecha LeYakov V'Sayrascha LeYisrael. That was the job of the Levi. That was the job of the Kohanim. The Kohanim were V'Rabim Heshev Me'Avoyin. That was the job of the Kohen. And that's ultimately why the Kohen is Shlucha D'Rachmano. The Kohen is Shlucha D'Rachmano Pasha because he does the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. The Eibush sent him. But in a deeper level, the reason the Kohen is Shlucha Rachmana is because his real tachlis is Yoyrim Mishpatecha LeYakov V'Sayrascha LeYisrael. And when the Levi showed that they were going to take a chelik in that avodas hakodesh of the rabbim heishiv, it's not me, it's all the Chassam Sofer, of the rabbim heishiv meyavoy. So at that point they said, "Ich bin eichet v'the kohanim," and the kohanim shluchad Rachmana. They too became shluchad Rachmana. Just had one hergish, and we'll end with this, and that is we've mentioned in the past so much about this idea of Yoyrim Mishpatecha LeYakov, and that's the ikra tachlis of the Kohen. But one of the Marmakoimis that we've said is, we mentioned a quote once from one of the Megorshei Svarad, who wrote a pirish on Pirkei Avos. He was talking about Aharon HaKohen. Aharon HaKohen was Oyev Shalom, Veroidev Shalom, Oyev Es HaBriyos, Umekarvan L'Torah, which really was the Avoid of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was Vanefesh Asha Asa B'charen. And he says a lashon, he says a line. He says that the Avoid of Aharon HaKohen, he's the Kohen Gadol. But really, the Ikar Avoid of Aharon HaKohen, like the Mishnah says, Oyev Es HaBriyos, Umekarvan L'Torah, is the same Avoid of Avram Avinu. And then he says, in fact, Ein Bein, Avram Avinu l'Aharon HaKohen el Shmoina Begadim Bovad. The whole difference is the Shmoina Begadim. And he says, Remez L'davar, Avram is Begematria 248, and Aharon is Begematria 256, and the difference is 8, and that's a Remez, that Ein Bein Avram Avinu l'Aharon HaKohen el Shmoina Begadim Bovad. But maybe Rashi says that after this Maisa, after Aharon HaKohen passed away, they got scared. They got so scared, they started going back. And Rashi tells us how far back they went. You know how far back they went? They went back 8 Masois. And you know what happened? The Leviim came and they brought them back those 8 Masois. Those 8 Masois, that's Midosei Shel Aharon HaKohen. That's Ein Bein Avram Avinu L'Aharon El Shmoina Begadim Bovad. And by doing that, they showed that they're tapped into the avoid of a Kohen. The Kohen is V'Rabim Heshem Me'Avoin. Ki Malach Hashem Tzfokis. Again, this is Divrei Kotcher Shel Chassam Sofer. And he says, if that's the case, now they were Zoicha to go from simply being Shluchad Idan to already being Shluchad Rachmana.